Vivid illustrations and colorful phrases poured from the dynamic preacher's lips. He stood confidently behind the pulpit as he carefully painted the messages of Scripture into the personal experiences of each individual within the audible boundaries of his oratorical eloquence. The climactic years of the late 19th century featured scores of inspiring ministers and hymn writers. But many contemporaries of the day agreed that no man could preach like the profound pastor of the Park Avenue Baptist Church in Plainfield, New Jersey. There was nothing the admired minister loved to do more than preach the Word of God to an attentive group of listeners. And preach he did. Each service he broke open the powerful truths of Scripture before his hungry people. And the fruits were tremendous. But not all of the persuasive teachers of the day were ministers of the cross. In the mid-1870s, several leaders rose up who convinced thousands of people to follow their heretical doctrines. One of these was propagated in a devastating textbook published by a 54-year-old widow. She influenced scores of people to believe that her false methods promised physical and spiritual healing. With the assistance of her second husband, she began to organize one of the major false churches in America. The same year Mary Baker Eddy laid out her unbiblical theories in writing, the dynamic